KORN News Radio Sports on this Friday, December 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Wrestling gets their season started tonight as they take on T Area and Chamberlain in a triangular. That starts at 5 p.m. this evening in T. Mitchell Wrestling returns six state place winners from last year on the boys' side. It's Rocky Clark, Noah Bennett, and Blaze Savigny. On the girls' side, it's Frankie Kranz, Danny Borgia, and Taylor DeYoung. Mitchell Wrestling now going into its third season under the direction of head coach Baker Haar. Also this weekend, Mitchell Gymnastics will compete at the Peer Invitational on Saturday. The Colonels opened up their season with a triangular win in Yankton on Tuesday nights. Mitchell Marlins girls hockey will be at Watertown tonight, followed by a home game versus Brookings on Saturday. That'll be at noon. Mitchell Marlins boys hockey, they play at Huron tonight, followed by a home game versus Brookings. That is Saturday at 8 p.m. USD basketball this weekend. The men will be at Northern Colorado Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, while the USD women will be hosting Eastern Washington. That's tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m., part of the Big Sky Summit League Challenge. Thursday night football last night, the Detroit Lions would pick up a 44-30 win over the Dallas Cowboys. Detroit running back Jahmyr Gibbs would run for three touchdowns. His final score was a 13-yarder with just over 2 minutes to go. That pretty much sealed the deal. Detroit avoided losing consecutive games for the first time in more than 3 years. Dallas relied on their kicker Brandon Aubrey to stay in the game. Aubrey had 5 field goals last night for Dallas, including ones from 55, 57, and 63 yards. Jared Goff threw for 309 yards for Detroit, while Dallas wide receiver CeeDee Lamb finished with 6 catches for 121 yards. The Lions improved to 8-5. They pull within one game of San Francisco for the final wild card spot in the NFC. Only Dallas Cowboys, they see their playoff hopes start to dwindle. The Cowboys fall to 6-6-1 on the season. The playing surfaces at every NFL stadium will have to meet new enhanced standards set through lab and field testing by the start of the 2028 season. The NFL detailed the plans for a program on Thursday that'll provide each team a library of approved and accredited NFL fields before the start of next season. Any new field will immediately have to meet those standards, and all NFL teams will have 2 years to comply, whether they use natural grass, a synthetic surface, or a hybrid. Most artificial surfaces are replaced every 2 to 3 years, and natural grass fields can be replaced several times during the same season. And the Major League Baseball Players Association, they've gathered in Arizona to discuss the future of the game and look ahead to a possible lockout next December. In-game attendance for baseball was up this year for the third straight season. Also, a set of rule changes in 2023 has produced a quicker and faster-paced game that has been widely supported. But Major League Baseball has also had a widening payroll disparity that is the point of contention. The Dodgers have spent nearly $900 million these past 2 years, winning back-to-back World Series, while at the same time, the Athletics have spent less than $150 million on their payroll. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.